So I am joined here in the studio at Harrogate Hospital Radio by Greg, and Greg is one of the trustees of Friends of Harrogate Hospital. So Greg, hello.
Hi, Ollie.
Hi, how are you? Welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I believe you're going to tell us some brilliant information about what the wonderful work Friends of Harrogate Hospital have been up to and doing.
We're a small independent charity that's run entirely by volunteers. So we've got no paid staff, no offices, no overheads. If we raise a pound, it goes directly to the hospital. The process is that we write out to all the frontline departments once or twice a year, asking them to submit requests for equipment that will improve the patient experience. And we think and hope that it will motivate the frontline staff as well. In the last 12 months, we've provided funding of nearly £34,000 to buy equipment, and since the charity was formed, we've provided £2.3 million to the hospital trust. The chairman is John Fox, who was a former mayor of Harrogate, and our deputy chair is Dr. Albert Day, who used to work here. I've been involved with the charity for a couple of years, and I think you know that Harrogate Harmony are organising a charity concert on the 20th of March at the Oatlands Club in Harrogate, where they will be raising money for our charity.
It sounds absolutely wonderful, and we know we just touched on that very briefly there. So tell us a little bit about your charity concert. What does that mean? And of course, we've still got Leo here in the studio. So Leo and Greg, take it upon yourselves. Tell us a little bit about your concert. What would somebody here listening in the hospital expect to come and see at your concert?
We'd hope they'd expect a night of fun. So there'd be some harmony singing by Harrogate Harmony Chorus. There'll be some ukulele sing-along numbers from the Misspent Ukes. There'll be monologues and musical ditties. So there'll be a programme of about 30 or 40 minutes. Then there'll be a break for 30 or 40 minutes, and then the second half of the show. During the break, there'll be a raffle. So we'll be, again, raising money for the charity. It's just £10 to get in, pay on the door, but book in advance so we're not oversubscribed.
Brilliant.
And it'll just be a fun evening. And the Oatlands give us the room free of charge because it's a charity event.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, that's really great. And if somebody wanted to do that, how would they book a ticket? How would they think? Would you over to your website by any chance?
The ideal route would be the telephone number that I gave you earlier on, which
Perfect.
Is 07 54 54 99 326, and just ask for Leo. And basically, all I'll do is I'll book you a place. Once that's happened, all you have to do is turn up on the night and pay on the door.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. And just talking a little bit more about the Harrogate Hospital charity there. So when you go out to tender to the frontline staff, how then are you guys deciding where to kind of necessarily spend your donated money in the hospital? Is there a certain criteria, or where do you kind of aim to share that?
Very, very simply, really, that will it improve the service that the hospital provides to the individual patients?
Yeah.
That's what we do. Just going back to the charity event, we ran the same event last year at the Oatlands and raised just under £1,000.
Wow.
So we're hoping to beat that this year.
Yeah, fingers crossed for you. Have everything crossed. Yeah, no, sounds wonderful. Well, thanks, gents, for coming in to see us here in Harrogate Hospital Radio. It's great to have you. And look forward to welcoming you again sometime soon.
Nice to meet you, Ollie.
Thank you, Ollie.
You're very welcome.